From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in Libya. Anti-government forces and troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have fought to a standstill in the east on a stretch of desert road near the oil port of Brega. And in the west, the rebels' last enclave, Misrata, remains under siege by Gaddafi forces. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports that some wounded civilians and rebel officials have managed to escape the city by boat and say conditions there are atrocious.
As the Turkish cruise ship turned makeshift floating hospital pulled into Benghazi's port Sunday, some 250 men, women, and children from Misrata, some with their arms wrapped in casts, waved from the deck and shouted, "God is great." On the dock, rebel youth from Benghazi welcomed them, chanting, "The blood of Misrata's martyrs will not be wasted," as they tossed flowers and waved Turkish and Libyan rebel flags. Some of the wounded aboard the ship, the Ankara, had been hit by gunfire, others by shrapnel. A few were missing limbs or were disfigured by burns. Patients lay on thin mattresses on the cabin floors, wrapped in bandages. Others were in wheelchairs. Salah Omar Hebri, an unemployed 26-year-old college student, had bandages all up his left leg from injuries when Gaddafi forces, he said, opened fire on his car near his home in Misrata. When Gaddafi forces came into the town, they were shooting randomly, he said. They weren't targeting anyone in particular. They were shooting indiscriminately. It's a bit sad to leave your country, he added. Your president is supposed to protect you. Instead, he's attacking you. Journalists have not had unguarded access to Misrata. Passengers on the Turkish aid ship provided some of the latest first-hand accounts of the ongoing violence there. While rebels and their sympathizers say they control much of Misrata, including its port, all of the witnesses describe a city under sustained, brutal attack by Gaddafi forces using mortar and tank fire, as well as snipers on rooftops along a main avenue. Even hospitals, they said, have been targeted. 14-year-old Mohammed Ali Bishek lay on the floor of a cabin with a dozen other patients from Misrata. He suffered wounds to his chest and neck. One eye was swollen shut. Next to him was his 12-year-old brother, who had large scabs from burns all over his face and bandages on his head and legs. Mohammed Ali said he and his brother were passing out bottled water to rebel fighters when an artillery or tank round landed nearby and shrapnel nearly ripped them apart. Both my legs and my arms and my chest have big shrapnel wounds from the bomb attack, he said. Hopefully, when I go back home, whenever that is, we'll get rid of Gaddafi and find another leader. The Turkish consul general in Benghazi, Ali Davutoglu, said the Ankara was picking up another 100 wounded from Benghazi before sailing on to a city in western Turkey where local hospitals were waiting to care for them. Urgent cases were to be flown to Turkey. Davutoglu said the Turkish government paid for the medical ship with help from the Turkish Red Crescent and another Islamic aid group, which provided some staff and medical supplies. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says Turkish fighter planes, special forces, and a frigate provided protection when the boat pulled into Misrata's besieged port. Dr. Suleyman Fortia, who's with the rebels' provisional government, fled Misrata for Benghazi on another ship a few days ago.
I've lost personally my brother. He's been shot just on the street. With the snipers.
Dr. Fortia said Misrata remains almost entirely surrounded, with Gaddafi's forces controlling the east and west gates to the city.
There's no water, there's no electricity, there's no telecommunication. We are here to raise our voice, to get humanitarian access to Misrata, and then we go back to family, and I think we've got a lot to do back in home in Misrata.
The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders evacuated 70 wounded civilians from Misrata by sea over the weekend. The group says the remaining health clinics there are overflowing with severely injured patients and are running desperately short of medical supplies. The International Committee of the Red Cross and many aid groups have repeatedly appealed to the Gaddafi regime to allow unfettered humanitarian access to Misrata and all the conflict zones in Libya to deliver much-needed medical and food supplies. An ICRC official here says negotiations with the regime in Tripoli are ongoing, but that so far their requests for access have fallen on deaf ears. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Benghazi.